Shin Mem Tesson Baba Basra continued. Teshuvat Hetov Shin Mem, January 27, 1980, on Sunday continued.
So, because Rabbi Yitzchok, the motivo shel Yavam is the mobe elo bichotzer. So, Rabbune says that if somebody has in the mobe, he has a chotzer, the bais of a chotzer, and if he wants to build a pesach, he wants to build case ksoi around the daladames to build masoi, build one kisliya, one kisliya, one kisliya. So Rabbune says, and the Gemara says that Rabbune calls it Fashinya Lozo, that all the Bnei Amove can be marked upon him, even the Ritzel, even the Ritzel. So that means that this schus of having Daladamas next to one's bias applies not only in the Chotzer, it applies to Mobe too. Here we're not dealing with Dalet Ames, in the Chotzer, negative bias. What we are dealing with Dalet Ames in the Mobe, in the Dalet Ames in the Mobe, next to the Chotzer. So that's a big chiddush. Because of Rabbi Yitzchok, the Limotzinu Shirahim Yarba Ames, the Mobe, Elo the Chotzer. So we only have the source of Dalet Ames in the Mobe. And I'm sorry, in the Chotzer, not in the Mobe. So, what is Rashi Shite? So, obviously, Rashi Shite is that the same schus that one has to get Daladamas to build Masoi next to his Pesach, because otherwise he won't be able to function. Yes, to have states in which Dalalod applies not only to the Chotzer, it applies to the Mobe too. But one thing is sure, I mean, Rashi could be behaved from that. This schus of having Daladamas to build Masoi, it depends upon the fact that the Daladamas that he gets are the Daladamas next to the Pesach. Where does he need Daladamas space to unload? Next to the Pesach. So the question is this. I mean, usually, that's the way the Chatzera is and the battle is more situated. So he had an alley. Get an alley. Let's say if it's Mobi Soso, here there was a dead end. And then you had a number of chatzeres, and in each chatzer you had a number of bakim. So usually the border of the Mobi was not adjoining the bakim, was not next to the bakim. The Mobi bordered upon the various chatzeres. So now it's here. There is a path, an alley, and then there was, let's say, chatzeres, and then in each chatzer there were a number of batim, but the batim did not border upon the Mobe. First you enter the chatzer. So the question is this. Rashi Shiki obviously is that the Dalet Ames of Bilk Masoye that one has is entitled to get in the Chotzer, so he's entitled to get it in the Mobe too. But even the Chotzer, he only is entitled to get Daladamas in that portion of the Chotzer that enjoys the bias. In other words, if the bias is here, so you get our damis next to that bias. But suppose if the bias is here, would we be entitled to get our damis over here, removed from the bias? That's certainly not. The Daladamis is in order to accommodate him, to enable him, that he should be able to function. So he stops the chameya, the behemoth, near the bais, so he has to have the way today. So we park the car near the bais. So here, then in those days, they had to park the behemoth, the chameya, the sus, near the bais. So the Daladamis, he was entitled to get next to the bais. But if the bais is here, here is the Pesach of the bais. Will he, and he'll say, I want our damas over here, removed from the bais. He wouldn't be entitled to get it. He was only entitled to get our damas managed next to the bais. Now, so when Rashi says, so what does it mean? In other words, here is the beginning of the chotzer. Here is the beginning of the chotzer. So apparently, and he wants to build walls in the Daladamis, in the Mobi. So Rashi Shiki is that even the Mobi one is entitled to have Daladamis next to his Pesach. So Rashi has applies this Gilchavunes being to the case where the bias happens to be at the beginning of the chotzer. So in other words, the Mobi really borders upon the bias. So Rashi Shiki is, in such a case, he is entitled to have Daladamis in the Mobi. But if the bias is here, Rashi will be made that he is not entitled to get Daladamis in the Mobi. Because even the chotzer wouldn't be able to get Daladamis away from the bias. Only the next Daladamis that he joined the chotzer, he is entitled to get the Piyot Masoi. Not Daladamis that he is at a distance from the Pesach. So, according to Rashi, Ravuna has reference to the case where the bias is here. And here is the hour. Here is the hour. So then he is entitled to Daladamis that he joined this Pesach. So Rashi Shiti is that even the Mobi, after all, that whole purpose is in order to enable him to function. So what difference does it make? Whether it's Chotzer or Mobi, he has to have the Daladamis space in order to function. Lipirut Masoi. So Tese Shiti is that even in such a case, where the Pesach of the Bais borders upon the Mobi, but when does one have the schools of the Daladamis only in the Chotzer, but not in the Mobi? So that's one machlekes between Rashi and Vikosho Rav Yitzchok. Goyim Otzinu Sheile Abba Abis Vimov Veyal Vachotza. Vindiru Rav Yitzchok. Ki Pirish Rav Nechanan. Ki Dein Shiei Shei Visei Tamove Eitzel Tzad Asosu. Vireitzel Istei Ki Neged Pisre. Kol Recha Tamove. Vihashi Koma Rav Hune Shem Akrim Olo Bnei Amove. Af Al Pin Sheim Chitzeni. Lifi Shem Arba Alich Besader. Pirish Rebu Meodom. שיחילים מיבא בני המובי, אף כשנשרה בני מובי, יחילים מקונאי סציף המובי, ועל ביאסטימה, תר ואורינו את הדרך, על בני אודו, הדרך עם אורינו במובי, ואף לחצים לסיצור, ומקונאי סנרי דרך, so Rabbi Chanan explains it differently. Now, here is the moment. Here is the dead end. Here is the dead end. There is a case. And here is the exit to the street, to the symptom. So, and here is the most interior balabais. So he has here a chotzer, and he has a bais on that chotzer. The dead end, the cage cell, is over here. So, since he is the most interior, the innermost, the pnimi shebi pnimi, the innermost balabais and balachotzer, because here there is a wall, there is a dead end, So the Mele, he wants to put up a case cell over here, and the case cell over here. So the Mele, he will be able to be mishtamish. Here is the end of his chotzer, so he will be able to be mishtamish in this space. And he says, after all, I am not infringing upon anybody's rights, because after all, the Moved Dearim is a straight path, and it's used for the people to postulate. Now, so, his hotel ends, or his bias ends here, and here there is the dead end. So he wants to use, to have privacy in that piece of land, from here, to the wall, the dead end. So why shouldn't he be able to put up a castle in order to be able to have privacy in this portion, this strip of ground? So, Avinu says, he wanted to be saved, to build a wall here, and the wall here, so the mayor, he'll have that less strip of ground between his hotel, his bais, and the dead end for himself, so that the amope can be miyaki. Why can he be miyaki? Because sometimes they have a meeting in the amope. And there are many people, and they invite guests in the Moved. So, if, let's say, he wouldn't build a castle over here and a castle over here, it wouldn't be blocked off. So, mainly, if there are many people, so they would be able, some of the people would be able to stand or to sit here. Now that he is blocking it all, that the innermost, Balachotza, blocks it off, he builds a wall here and a wall here. So, if there is a big crowd, if there is rush hour on the Moved, so, if there is a big crowd in the Moved, so they want, no one will be able to get in here, because this is locked off. So, but there isn't enough space in the alley here for all the people and all the guests to stand there or to sit there and to talk. So what will they do? So some of the guests will have to push themselves into the chateras. But if he wouldn't back off, they wouldn't have to push themselves into the chateras. So mainly, that's the reason as to why the Moved are miyaki. So we know Rabbi Yitzchak Shapiro Shalachanav. He is the innermost balabais, balachot, innermost. And then there is a piece of ground here that is not used by anybody. And since he is the innermost, so he says, he'll block it off, so he'll be able to have an extra piece of ground for himself. So Rabbi says that Neya Moved can be miyaki. Why? So according to Rashi, the pshat of Mavlas HaDerech is that you have to go all around. In other words, according to Rashi, it means like this. So instead of going straight at all, the line between two points, a straight line between two points, represents the smallest distance. Now, if you wouldn't, according to Rashi, if you wouldn't build the castle here, around it, or around the castle here, so then there is a straight line. Now, they can't go on a straight line. They'll have to go like this. So in other words, his mouths are there. In order to traverse the alley, they will have to walk a little more, a few feet more. So, that's the pshat Masada. But according to Rabbi Hananel, they will not have to traverse. He's not building a castle like this, here, and here. He's building a castle here, and a castle here, in order to block off, so that he'll have this streak of ground near the dead end, all for himself. So, he's not marvelous Adarach in the same sense as a point Rashi's marvelous Adarach, because here it will be Adarach HaMelech to walk straight in a straight line. But Imam's Adarach means that Rishpirish Rebob Neodo, Sheikhil Rimim Neabo, whenever they'll have guests, they'll have a certain conference, a certain meeting, a certain party in the Moved, and all the guests would like to sit down and talk there, so they wouldn't be able to stand and to sit down here on the Moved, because There will not be enough standing space or sitting space in the moment. So like this, they could go here. But if he blocks it off, they couldn't use here. So some of the guests will have to go into the chateres. So that's the pshat in Ma'abazadah. פירוש הרמיונים שיחילו ריבה בני המובי אף כשישרבו במובי יחילו לכל יסעציף המובי ועל די אסכימו so they could use this for standing space or for sitting space but now that he blocks it off they will not be able to go in here but if it's wash out there will be too many to find sitting space or standing space over here left to go here so maybe take the marvelous at that אך יתרם מובי יחיל מכל הצעצית המובי ועוד יעסקים את האוס הדרך על דמיות המדיר חלו ממובי ואף לחצי וסיסטו הולכו מכל איס מרעיתך ומוצינו לו שמר במוס הדרך בין יזה יתנם לי כמה מחס וסבתי לא קבע אם בחוצרה אחרס ויפתחנו בחוצרה שוטפים ומפורשתיים לבין מורה וכי שמר במוס הדרך תאי רגע ביודום ופתיסף תקרה כמה מחיות נתניה יש לי חנוס ושסרם ובקש לפסל ואתה שוטי וחילה כבר לא יודעים וכי שמר מסדר ואחרי משתמש עם כולו משתמש לעצמו פירש לעצמו של האחרים הוא משתמש עמו וחיצים משתמש לעצמו כביר אין פירוש כמו זה אלא לעצמו שמשתמש עם אחר נא דגמורה בפור בואי מיני רבונה מרבם אחד מנימו ואיש ביקש להר זה הפיסחל, לימו ביחד, לימו במקנו או במקנו, או מלא אין לימו במקנו. So, how did Rashi explain the Gemara? איך הוא לימו? Here is the Mubi, and originally, here is another Mubi. So, let's say, איך הוא לימו? He had the bias here, and he has the Pesach. Here, for a long time, he had a door, that opens up to this moment. And then he decided to open up, to construct a door to another moment. Here there's also another moment. It's a big house. So one wall of the house faces this moment, and the other door of the house, wall of the house, faces this moment. So if one of the moment decided, the one of the Mubi who has had a door opening to this Mubi for some time, he decided to construct, open up a door in this wall towards the other one. So we say, Echot ibn Mubi, she bikish lahar za pisle modlache. So ibn Mubi ma'akno ma'akno lo, omalei ibn Mubi ma'akno. So how does Rashi explain it? How does Rashi explain it? Abni Mochlei. So Rashi says, Bni Mobi Maknolov, Bni Mobi Yoachel Miakno. So according to Rashi, who is Miakno? Not the Bni Mobi, where he had the door all the time. But this one, where he wants to open a door now, so they can be miyakim, because since until now, so he was did not have a door here. Now all of a sudden he wants to open up the door, so they can say to him, you have one door to this one. Why should you impose this nuisance upon us and always intrude your coming in and you're coming out upon us, you have been doing it in the other moment, continue doing that. This is how Rashi is. But the Arishani who explained it differently. I don't have the Kiddush around here, but maybe she could just mention it. Thank you. the Chiddushi Aran, you guys just mentioned, but the Chiddushi Aran explains it differently. Not like Rashi. Not the way Rashi explains it. Rashi, according to Rashi, Sognimobi Makrinolo means that the new mobi of the new place. In other words, he has had door for a long time, opening to this mobi. Now he wants to construct a door in this mobi. So who is knocking? Who can object? The new mobi. The residents of this mobi can object. So the Rambam explains it now, that the same people, that the same people where we have this mobi, the residents of this mobi, can restrain him from opening the door here. Why? Because as long as he only had a door here, as long as he only had a door here, so then the people of the other mobi had no access to go here. Now that he's opening up a door here, in addition, and he's not seisim es tzimo, he doesn't close up completely the door. This door he leaves. And in addition, he wants to open up a door in this mobi. So what will be the result? All the people, all his neighbors, and in this mobi, who are very close to him, and who are usually, I mean, so the neighbors of that mobi, so will constantly be every day and every night in his house, and they so will be able to come in for this door and then go out for this door. So he's imposing upon them a new nuisance. In other words, additional people who will be coming in and coming out all the time. So that's a nuisance. So who is the Minaki? According to Rashi, so the residents of this new mobi can be Maki. According to the Ram, so who can be Maki? The residents of the old mobi can be Maki. Because as long as he doesn't have two doors, so then they were not exposed to the possibility of trespassers coming in through the other mobi, going in this door, and then going out here. So they were only supposed to be on guard against trespasser that might come in this way. But now that he opens up a door here, so the residents of this mobi will have to be on guard in double way. First of all, they'll have to be on guard to make sure that an unscrupulous person will not come in this alley. And then they'll have to watch out that an unscrupulous person should not come in through this alley and then go through this door here and then go out here. Let's say somebody who is a thief. So like this, they have to watch out against thief. But they only have to watch out against thieves coming in here. Now that this resident will have a door here and a door here, so they have to watch out that no one should come in here, an undesirable person should not come in here and then enter through this door and then go out through this door and then they'll come in this mobi. So that's why they can be there. Alright. Omama. Now the next piece of the mobi. Hoyo soso. Ubikishli peisre. So, if a person had a door, he had a door to this mobi, and then he decided to lock the door, but so he says it, and in other words, but he wasn't Peretz Psimov. Peretz Psimov, the Psimov means the post. He didn't remove the post that the earmarks of the door, but he just blocked it. Sometimes a person decides to block a certain door, but he doesn't remove the post that Simon. Then, after that, he decided again to reopen it. So the Bnei Mobi cannot tell him. For 3 months, you kept it closed and blocked. So now we have no right to open it up again, because in view of the fact that he didn't remove the post of the doorway, so that means that he didn't remove the door. He just temporarily, he kept it closed. That's all. So just because a person decides, a resident decides temporarily to keep the door closed for a few months, it doesn't mean that he loses his right of reopening it again. So, Hoyo Soso, but it wasn't Pirates Psimo, who bigishly pays in the Mobi Makino. Then if he wants to reopen it, he can reopen it. Because he did not give up, he did not lose his right of having access into the mob. Omagobe Eloy Shonoshli Poratsipsimo. Avro Poratsipsimo Nimobi Makino. So then it's like a new person coming into the Mobi and opening up the door. So the Mobi can be Makino. Alright. He didn't remove the post and the lintel and the threshold. But he just blocked it. So that means temporarily, he kept it closed. But if he decides a few months later to reopen it, that's his right, because he didn't become deprived of his right of having access. But if he was Pirates of Simo, he removed the post, he removed the lintel, he removed the threshold. In other words, he made it compact, as if there had never been any door. So then he becomes divested of his right of having access to the mummy. Then, a few months later, he decides to construct the door. It's like a new person trying to construct the door, you know, a new. So then, the mummy can be magic. Our parents Simo, she didn't build the story, she's imagining the people title is not seen to Razman. Our parents Simo, the mummy mark, no. Om Rabbi Rove, Tanit in Sayalo. Vayisosum Yesh Leidale Dames Porasepsimov Ein Leidale Dames Vayisosum Shoyo Leipesach Nechotzer Visotme. So when he wasn't there at Epsimov, he just blocked it, but he left the pose, the lintel, the threshold intact. So then is Yesh Leidale Dames Bichlum Nechotzer Im Bolach Leifu Lepesila. But Poratz is Psimo, failing our down is. So that's the right. Now, then there's another definition here. By Sosum, in Mitame, he calls Vivo, Elo Kinegida Pesach, according to Rashi, it means, because, so it's based upon Idrabon. The Midrabon, there is a Aloche, that, let's say, Kehen, is not allowed to come within the Aladamis of the Keper, a mess. Even though he doesn't step upon the Keper, but to come within the vicinity of the Aladamis from the Keper, what is not allowed? What is not allowed? So, by Sosum, is a mechanical sphere. But Poratz is Psimo, so then if it's Poratz Epsimo, if there is a mess in a certain house, and he closed up the door completely, but he didn't remove the threshold, the lintel, the post, so then he doesn't have a din of a keva sosum. So mele, a kayan is allowed to come up to the wall. He cannot enter the house. Well, first of all, it's impossible for him to enter the house. I mean, it is also. But up to the wall of the house and up to the place where before there was a doorway, he can come. Mashein came if he was paid to Simo. He not only locked up the doors, but he managed to move the doorway and he put some bricks, you know, some stones here, thereby removing all the earmarks of the doorway. removing the posts and the lintel and the threshold, so then the whole room, the whole house acquires the status of a kerosos. But then is it made? How a keros is made? So a keros can be made, can consist, can be constituted of an edifice too. I mean, it's also a keros. So it's a kerosos, and with Rabbonon there is a lohe that within Daud Ames from the Kever, so it's mitame in Rabbanon. So is Torah Sepsimo is mitame kol svim. Alright. So Torah Sepsimo pareu di Kever. Vachachomim timu esvim is a Kever Daud Ames, kini shu yikrivu is itares ad a Kever v'yairu v'lavadam. Omar, Rabbi Barachone, Omar Rabbi, Mivoi Sampuloshe is Lir Achers, Ubikshu Pneoio Miseismon, Pneoise Oio Meakimale. So, Lir Achers, Lidera Hir Achers, if there are certain men, Mivoi Sampuloshe, Mobis also means that at one end, there is a dead end, at one side. So there is a dead end. Moi Mifulash means that, let's say, you have a street here, and you have a street here, and here you have an alley. So you have mechitzes here, or buildings, and mechitzes here, but here it's open, and here it's open. Then it's called a mobi mifulish. So mevoye sapuloshe is lira heres, ubikshib ne yoyo liseismon. So ubikshib ne yoyo sham voyezbo, liseismon meacheyem. So ne yoyo yoyo, האחרס מיאקן עליהם שכבו הוא זיכו מיקציה דלקום דרך איסר המבוי ספורס יהיה יריסיל and then in this city in here is the city and then the המבוי is מפלושס and for some time so all the inhabitants of this city were accustomed to use this moving of the other city as a shortcut. So in other words, so let's say here is one city, here is another city, here is a third city. So if the residents of this city, of city number one, were accustomed to use this move of city number two as a shortcut to city number three, then all of a sudden the inhabitants of city number two, having decided, they will block off here. They will not allow the residents of city number one to use the move of city number two as a shortcut. So the halacha is that the residents of city number one can stop or begin, can restrain the inhabitants of city number two from blocking them. Why? After all, it's their property. I mean, this move belongs to the city. It's not a property of the residents of city number one. Who has title in all the voids of city number two? The residents of city number two. So why shouldn't they have the right? It's their property to stop the residents of city number one from walking constantly, day and night, through their voids. So there is a special law. Since they were healthy, since a rabbi was marzik to use the grounds of city number two as a passage, as a shortcut, so they acquire a vested right. That's the halacha. So mi voice am promoshes li achere so big shebe yoli says to this yom lak nalei loy mi boi kleke dal kach vine di mak elo afil kike dal kach vine na me mak. It is needless to mention that if they have no other way, if the residents of city number one have no other way of reaching city number three, except by walking through the voids of city number two, so then it's needless to mention that the residents of city number two cannot block here their passage. But even if they have another access, another passageway, they just have to go a little bit around. In other words, there is a highway, let's say. Here there is a mobe, and then over here there is a highway. And they could reach city number three by going on the highway. So even in that case, even in this case, so the residents, of city number two are not entitled to, do not have the right to pluck them here. Why? Because of the law of Meitza Shiyaziko Berabi. Kalafilu Piike Darka Hinen Amemach Mishin Raviyo Marab Yoma Meitza Shiyaziko Berabi also recalculate. So they acquire a vested right. Omar Avonu no Mashmoy. May Mivoyis and Koloshim Rosh Hashanah. Ubichu Bnei Mivoyis Le'ahamid Lohem Vlosis. Bnei Rosh Hashanah Bimeakin Alei. So Mivoyis and Koloshim Rosh Hashanah Bim. So why? In other words, suppose there is a certain mobbing in Foolish. In the same city. Before the Gemara was discussing a case where a mobbing of one city of city number two was used to be shot by the residents of city number one. Now the Gemara is talking of the same city. So let's say this is a big city. And there is a mobbing with Fulech. So the Nehru Shusarabi can walk in here through the alley and walk out through here, like the alleys in Chicago. So Mevoi is a Fulech in the Shusarabi. Bikshu bnei mivoyis lahamid lehem vloseis bnei rishus harabim miakin aleihem. In other words, suppose the bnei mivoyis decided to set up gates, and mimele, if they'll set up gates, so it will minimize the standing space for the bnei rishus harabim. Sometimes there is rush hour on the bnei rishus harabim. So there isn't enough standing space, comfortable standing space, let's say in the Rosh Hashanah, next to the alley. But as long as there are no crosses, no gates, so whenever there is rush hour, they could push themselves in, find space in the periphery of the market. Now that they'll open up, they'll set up gates, so they'll reduce the space that will enable, that will accommodate the people in rush hour. So mainly they can restrain. So the Bnei Rosh Hashanah can restrain the Bnei Mobei from setting up gates. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Bnei Rosh Hashanah Matalei, Bnei Rosh Hashanah, Mistal Pesach Amroyes, now they will set up gates, so they will reduce the extra space for the Bnei Sarabi in Russia. So the Bnei Hanum Yilevit Aledames, Kid Rab Zere, Omar Rab Nachman, Taledames Asmuchet Rishu Sarabi, Kirishu Sarabi Dab, Viloi Hosom Yen Tume, Abo Hoche, Zin Dachem Rishu Sarabi, Vahayletu. So he says, so at first he assumed, the more assumed, that they can only be restrained in setting up gates within the Dalet Ames immediately somewhere to the Rosh Hashanah. Let's say here is the border between the Rosh Hashanah and the Ali. So if they want to set up gates within the Dalet Ames next to the border between the Rosh Hashanah and the Mobei, then they can be stopped. Why? Because the Talad Ames has muches with Shisarabi, so I can sit like a Shisarabi. So it's like blocking off space in the Shisarabi itself. Masha'inke, if they want to set up the gates here, not in the Talad Ames, next to the border between the Shisarabi and the Mobei, but they'll set up the gates Taladamis away, so then the Bnei Rosh Hashanah cannot object, because after all, the Bnei Rosh Hashanah have no right to go here. So, but the Gemara says no. Even if they want to set up the gates, Taladamis removed from the border that marks off that separates the Vishnu Sarabim from the Eli. So they still can be stopped. Why? Because Avalokhe, when do we say that only the Daladamis are Smuchas of Vishnu Sarabim, heavy deen of Vishnu Sarabim, but the Daladamis of Rimove, that is not some of Vishnu Sarabim. So does not heavy deen of Vishnu Sarabim, that's the Gabi Tumim. Now there is Avalokhe, Sofik Tumim Vishnu Sayochim is Veki Tomei, and Sofik Tumim Vishnu Sarabim is Veki Tomei. So that's the opposite from Seite. Because by Seite, so Beyo and Nivele is only two people. So that's Vishnu Sayochi, and those are also Sofik Ivada. So we learn out that whenever there is a Sofik, whether Noga or Loi Noga, and if the Sofik takes place in a Vishnu Sayochi, then it's Veki Tomei. But if the Sofik takes place in the Vishnu Sarabim, and Vishnu Sarabim, you always have more than three people, at least three or more than three people, so it's done. That's the outpost, the Ixer Zakos. So then we say that even if the Sofik occurs in the Mobe, in the Daladame, some of which is Sarabim, it's also Sveti Torah. Only Daladame is a some of which is Sarabim. Because in Daladame is a some of which is Sarabim, you always find at least three people in the Daladame is a some of. But if the Sofik occurs, let's say there is a Sheretz and a certain person who was in Mobe, not far from the Rishus Rabbi, but more than Daladamas removed from the Rishus Rabbi, so then Sveiti is not Toya. Mashain came regarding this, then it doesn't make any difference whether they want, the Amore want to set up the gates, the doors, in the Daladamas, as Mubel Rishus Rabbi, or farther away. So here, the reason as to why the Rishus Rabbi can object is because it is conducive to a certain hardship and inconvenience that there is for Rabbi. Because many times when there is Rosh Hashanah and Rishus Rabbim, so in order to find comfortable standing space, so they have to push themselves into the Mobe. And sometimes they have to push themselves into the Mobe more than Daladamas away from the border of Rishus Rabbim. And if you set up doors, they will not be able to push themselves into that part of the body. So the melee is an inconvenience to the Rishus Rabbim. So the melee, they can object. Avalokhe is in the Rishus Rabbim, v'ayil tu. V'loi, sh'afil rosh la'amido, v'flim da'adamis na'amido. Alright, we'll leave it here. Then, we have to learn, you have to go over the thesis. I didn't want to go over the thesis. I wasn't sure whether you went over the thesis for Atzim Simo. And we should then on Tuesday, so we should finish up with more after the Gemara of Omar Avinu Breit Rav Yeshua. Now, the moment we finish after the Gemara of Omar Avinu Breit Rav Yeshua, that we base on the base, so there will not be any shiurim in Golbasta until 2 weeks from this Sunday. And 2 weeks from this Sunday, there will be a prenate and all the Gemara of Basra from the beginning up to the Gemara of Omar Avinu Breit Rav Yeshua.
Shir Nunan Bava Basra Yigimashvat Hetov Shin Mem, January 31st, 1980.
Okay. Now, finish up the Gemara today. Up to Omar Abunu Breit Rabbi Yeshua, Pshita Chilik Peel Chilik Poshut. And then, there won't be any Shulim until the Prim. Now, we left off Avogoch Ezim Nidlachim Yishus Rabbi Baila 2. Now, the thing is, Porat Psimov, Mitami Kol Svivov. Pirsha Kuntres, Kol Svivov Daledamis, Kikev. Veinir Le Rabbi Nishimshi. The Chidin, because there's a loch and the Rabbonon, a Kayan is not allowed to come with the Daledamis of Kikev. It's not only a Nisya. He's become stomach with Rabbonon too. It's, in other words, that the Kever is a mess, or the Kever is mitame with the Rabbonon Daledamis within the vicinity of Daledamis. So the Mela says, he's mitame, so he can't, he's not allowed the Rabbonon to come over. Pirush HaKum is called Tzvi with Daledamis Kikev. They near the Rabbi Nishimshi. Kibi the Nisayim in the Chitzis. Vileke Lemeichas. Shemo Yala Lavai is Viyayu Olof. Les Lemeima Shintami Daledamis Vivo. Kidimu Chal Tzvi with Moshiach Luchomo Gabi Chotzer HaKevea. Hoemi Bisei Chotoye. Hanu Mila Chotzer HaKevea the Nisayim in the Chitzis. Avol Baalme Tots. In other words, even though he Kevea is Mitame, is mitame within Daledamis, but suppose when the Chatzar HaKevea and it has a fence, and then someone comes near the fence, even though it's within Daledamis, even though it's just a few feet away, 1 foot away, but since it's surrounded by Mechitze, so then it's not also for a king to come over. So, why? Because the only reason as to why it's also for the king to come within Daledamis because of the Xera. If he comes so close, so he might be Ma'il and the Kever too. But if there is Mechitzes, so that's fenced off. So Mele, there is no Choshe that will come, he'll be Ma'il and the Kever. So here too, I mean, it is a Bayis Sosu. So in other words, so there is no Xera since the Mechitzes are Nikia. Given the Messiah of Mechitzes, we make a Lemecha Shem Yahweh Abayi Tzvi Aivo. If we are not Cheshish, when there is a Mechitzes, there is a fence, lest he'll come within the Mechitzes. Al Haskama Mechamo, you don't have to be Cheshish, that if he's allowed to come close to the building, that will go on top of the building. Oh, Hamachot Akevah Messiah Mechitzes Avo Baal Metopis. Mid Rabbonon, we can't, but here it has walls and it's elevated. It's not the same level as the carket. So Mele, it shouldn't be also to come within the Adam. We can't hear only 4 inch. So we can't. This is Rabbi Shimshon. We can't hear only 4 inch. This is Harvey built-in. Built-in Abayis Mikol Tzad V'yeish Ben Pesiach Tefach. Now let's say, so suppose there is a case cell. Suppose there is a case cell, and then there is a shell, disease comes out, and there is a window. There is a hole in the case. That's the case. And here there is a hole, a window. And then there is a shell that comes out, disease that protrudes out. And here there is an opening, a hole, a window, a hole. And disease comes here. So he says, and you have many like that. You have one window here, and then there comes out a shell like that. So, Kigeshe is this in Harabi built in Abayis Mikol Tzad, V'yeish Ben Pesiach Tefach L'chol Echot. And beneath every Ziz, there is at least an opening, a Cholo of a Tefach. U'v'shaloi Porat Psimo. So, if he did not remove the post and the lintel and the threshold, In other words, the earmarks of the doorway are still there, except that it's black. So, Vishaloi Porat Psimov, Alpha Pishe Sosme, even though the doorway is black, Eimitami Tachas Ashozizi, Shestomi Shalme, Seimit Letziz Derech Pesach. In other words, there is a halohe, of course, a mess is mitarbeya. So if, let's say, a mess is in a certain room, and someone comes into the room, or the kelim that is in the room, also becomes stomach. But there is another halacha. Let's say, you're not allowed, I mean, this is very relevant to all the kelim. So what is, a kelim is not allowed, let's say, Myron Weinstein's funeral chapel. So there is a canopy that comes out from the doorway, there is a canopy that comes out. So now the mess is taken out through the doorway. I mean that, as a matter of fact, I think that the mess is not taken out through the front entrance, but through the back entrance. But the back entrance also has a canopy. In certain funeral homes, so the mess is taken out through the same front entrance in certain funeral homes. So if there is a canopy, and if the mess is destined to come out through the doorway under the canopy, so the Kayan is not allowed to enter the funeral parlor inside, but is not even allowed to walk on the sidewalk beneath the canopy. Because the canopy spread out, if you have a canopy that comes out from the doorway, so if and that's on the sidewalk, so the kelim is not allowed to walk beneath that canopy, because since the mess is destined to be taken out through that doorway, so maybe it's considered any moment, even though at that moment when the kelim walks beneath the canopy, so the mess is not taken out. But since it's safe, Fatum Elot says, so it's considered as if the mess had been under the canopy right now. Because of the aloha that it's safe, a mess, Elot is loving. So, I mean, there is a machlekes, the Shach said that that's only the Rabbonim. But the others say, no, that's in the Raisa. In other words, so the king is not allowed to walk under the canopy if the mess is destined to be taken out through this doorway, under this canopy. So whether it's midraisa or midrabonon, or the shach shita is midrabonon, the other person can say it's midraisa. So memele, he says like this: Rikach miyol nifosh kishizis in arbe bilti na bayis mikol tzad v'yeish ben pisayach tefach l'cholech u'v'shaloi porat psimo avo pishe sosme in mitame tachas asho zizim shesto mishome se midlotze derach pesk. So if it's loi porat psimo, So in Melee, we say it's only temporarily black. Let's say, suppose you just put something here in this door. You put, let's say, some lumber here in this door and you black it. But you don't remove all the earmarks of the doorway, the lintel and the posts and everything. So then we say that in all probability, it's only a temporary measure that you want to black this doorway. But it's going to be restored. So maybe if it's loy paratzep simov, so then a kelim is allowed to walk under this shell. Because since it's loy paratzep simov, so we say the mess that is in this house is not, in all probability, is not destined to be taken out through the window here beneath the shell. Why should it be taken out? True, the doorway is blocked, but it will be opened up again. But if it's for some melee, Cain is allowed to walk under the shell. But if it's for a Sepsimov, so how will the mess be taken out? Obviously, through the window. So it's if a mess love it. So the melee is vitamin. If vitamin, even though at that particular moment when somebody stands here, the mess is not taken out, on account of the fact that Seifa mess was his mission. Alright. So, we talk to you before she says now, with my bite, but I will say that I will collect. We shall report, see my father, which is so, just me, and we come to the show, she says, she stole me, shall miss, and it was his death, even though it's black only temporarily, you see. אבל הוא פה רץ פסימו וחוזר הוא פה נגישו קיצר ואין כאן פסח כלל מטעם מכל סביבו וכל זיז וזיז איתו יסקוקה. But there are many windows with shelves like that. So in other words, so everyone is bisophic. Maybe the mess is destined to come out through this particular window. So they are all mitam. All right. So this is how Rav Nishim should explain. In other words, we can be miyashik piyosha kuntres. That it's also if it is poratzim simo, so is mitame goes through the adams. But the question is, why is it different to nechatzar akeva that has mechitzes? So then he's allowed to come close within the Dalet Amis of the Kever, and because we're not gazing. Why aren't we gazing? Because it's not likely that he's going to enter through the Kets Le'achotza, the Kets Le'achotza. So here too, it's not likely that he'll go up on top of the building. ויש לה שביר זכו לי, בייס למה הוא ניסה עם מחיץ זה, דה אבל גם לכל מייחה שמייה לו הבייס, לכל מוקים לכל מייחה שמייגע ביקסול. So, in other words, if it is a kever sosu, so the halachi is that we give in the case of a kever is mitami. Is the case of the shamayig ha biksol, kever mitami bimagi afilo minatza. In other words, if you have a kever that is elevated, if you have a kever that is elevated, so the halacha is that if somebody touches the case li hakever, so he becomes tomei. That's it. That's mashma from the street level. Kever. So the mele, if there is a mess in the house and it's poratzes psimon, it's poratzes psimon. So the mele, the whole building has a din of a kever soso. As a din of a kever soso. So maybe if as a din of a kever soso, so if somebody will touch the wall of the kever, so he becomes tome. So here it's also a kever soso. Kilmuha visited in Parshas Porat Dume. Be kever ze kever soso. O ye nalo pasua hamad kalachena. Umaye yal shuni kabel tumo. In mitamu nikolat zgoti. Now, the Torah says that if the eel itself is mikabel tumo, if the eel is made the eel is made from pishton, so the halacha is that the eel itself is mikabotum. Umay eel shu mikabotum in mitam in mikabat zgodin kishu pasuach kise oyenu pasuach ham kawahim. So, in other words, so I could have a salgat aitoch that if me keva pasuach, that is not the keva sosin, is mitam in mizgodin. Ham kawahim, no. That the keva pasuach, if there is no opening, if it's not completely compact and so then it's not mitamim nazorim, only a kiva sosim. But posuach is not mitamim nazorim. Kalvachim, umay or shu mitavutum ein mitamim mikol hazorim. Because the Torah says in Parashat Chukas that the izo aleil, that the eel itself requires azorim, if the eel is made out of pishtam. So, umay or shu mitavutum ein mitamim mikol hazorim. כשהוא פסוח, הקבר שמקבל תומה, אין דין שמיתם מכל הצדודים, כמו שפסוח. So in other words, so the Sifri says that the kever when it's פסוח, it's not מיתם מנתורים. מה שמדו שהוא סוסום, מיתם היה בנגיד נצד. So the male since we try to say kever סוסום, is מיתם מנצדודים, so the חכומים, who are gazing, that it should be mitame daledames from the kevasosin, because true it's not likely that it'll go on top, but it doesn't have to go on top to become tame, just to come and touch the kever, the kinsla kever. So maybe mitrabonon is mitame midaledames. Meitzashu oziko b'rabi mosuli kalto. Haime kishir oziko b'rshuts. Avulim boin lahaz ikshori b'rshuts. Ishkum chiz b'yodom. Will link it pizza lace. So in other words, so Muhammad. So when do we say that Meitzashiyazikobirabi is also recalcale? That means if at the very outset the private owner of a certain path gave the shoes to people to go. He put up his sign. He put up his sign that he doesn't mind that people will use the grounds as a shortcut. And then, so they were not originally trespassers. They were not original trespassers. They didn't choose, but he did not make any transfer. He didn't have mind to give them that vishus forever. And then later on he decides, no, he wants to stop them. So we say that since the rabbi acquired the vishus, not by way of trespassers, so they accustomed themselves to walk through the path, so they acquire invested right. But if at the very outset he never gave them rishus, they just trespassed on his mind. So then there is no aloha that the rabbi acquire invested right. So Aaron bring Hazak Shaloiva shoes, Yeshlin Chiz Biyodom, Vilin Gate Peace Revelation, so he can take his sweeper, a broom, and restrain them from going over his life. Alright, now a little more. The lawyers are so they are in Tishakabnaze. So that the sheep will care, the lawyer will care. So we have that, so that's what Tanakhama says. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Imrachi in Tishakabnaze, Tishakabnaze. That there is no machlekes between Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda. That Tanikame, there is no machlekes. But in Tanikames, so this is explained. ולא יפליגה, מרקס, פירש של רבי מורדכה, דיברס של רבי יהודה, הוא יקר כחושו, והוא יחושו ותחייה, ותי שוחצו יקר. In other words, according to רבי יהודה, so there is a smaller shio, כדי חלוקי, because according to the Kami, he will acquire תי שוחצו, and according to רבי יהודה, half of it, תי שוחצו יקר. Why? Because it all depends upon the value of the land of the sode. If the sode has a greater value, so then a smaller area of that sode is considered obligatory. If it has a lesser value, so a larger size is required in order to be considered okay. So in other words, so in the mocking of the Tanekame, so the kakois were not as precious and as valuable as in the place of Rabiud. So that's why he requires a relatively larger area in order to be considered okay. So Pirish Ribaramotabas, it had the maximum value. In Tanakama's place, it did not have such a value as in Rabbi's place. But in Bobel, they had a much lesser value than in Artis Oil, even Tanakama's place. So the more as a kashi, we Bobel man. We cannot apply the same shio that the Mishnah mentions in regard to Artis Oil, where sodis in general were relatively precious, valuable. So we cannot apply the same shio to the sodis in Bovel, where on the whole the sodis in Bovel was much, much less valuable. So what is the minimum shio of Yesh Begiliach Lukim? We have the sodis in Bovel. Omer Rav Yisei, Beirode Yeime, in other words, it has to be as large an area that it would require work of a full day of plowing, 12 hours of plowing. In other words, if the sode is very large, then a worker, when he plows the land, when he tills the land, so he'll have to spend 12 hours. So in other words, so then it's considered, so in other words, if it will be, in other words, for each one, every haluk, each one will get a chilek that will require 12 hours of work of plow. But suppose, if it is not so large, that every haluk, so each chilek will require 12 hours of plow. Now, when they hired the worker, so no worker allowed him, agreed to plow the land unless he could have 12 hours work. But if he would have only, let's say, 8 hours work, so he would agree to till the land. But he would demand that he be paid for 12 hours for whole day's work. So the Mele, if after Haluk, so only 8 hours of work of plowing would be required, and each Utev would have to pay the worker for 12 hours, so it will involve a certain hefset. So mainly it's not considered, so he would be at a disadvantage. So mainly it's not considered a yigdal. So we see that Hodu means to plow. So the Gemara says Kashi. There are two Gersois. Kashi himself mentions two Gersois. Our Gersi in the text is like the second Gersi in Kashi, but it doesn't make any difference. I mean, well, it makes a difference, but that depends upon the Mitzias. Alright. So, according to the way the Rishayim explained it, so every field required two types of work. I mean, there were three types of work. Harvesting, and then plowing, and sowing, planting. So the harvesting and the sowing, the planting, was done usually by the Rabbi Balasov himself. He didn't hire workers, because that wasn't considered as such a difficult work. One did not... It wasn't considered to require professional work. But plowing the land, that wasn't done by the Balabais himself, unless the Balabais himself had the expertise. So the usual thing was that the Balasote hired workers to plow the field. Now, this Rie was done by the Balasote himself. So when the field was plowed in two seasons. Once, immediately after the harvesting period, so he prepared the land, he had to soften the soil by plowing it, so then he had to plow the land immediately after the harvesting, and then in conjunction with the sowing, the planting, it again had to be plowed. So there were two seasons when the land was plowed. One immediately after the ktsira, after the harvesting, and one in conjunction with the sowing. Now, the plowing immediately after the harvesting required much more time than the plowing that was done in the season of the sowing. Because in the season of the sowing, so the soil had already been relatively soft. So it didn't require so much work and so much time to plow the land in conjunction with the sowing. Vashenke, immediately after the harvesting, so then the land was relatively hard and sturdy, tough, so then it required more work, more time. So here, so the Gemara says, the Gemara says that in Bovel, so when is it sort of considered Yeshmiki the Chluke? If after the Chluke, so each Chelech will be large enough that it require full day's work of plowing by the worker, because if it will require less than the full day, and the Balasode will have to pay the worker for 12 hours anyway, even if he'll work only 1 hour, he'll still have to pay him for 12 hours, because no worker will agree to plow the land unless he has an opportunity to get paid for 12 hours of work. If he doesn't, that he'll be very happy, as long as he'll get paid for 12 hours. So in other words, so in order to be considered in Sodesh Yivichluke, each chilek must be large enough that it will require 12 hours of work. But if it will require less than 12 hours of work, so then he will be at a disadvantage. The shutev will be at a disadvantage. You'll have to pay him anyway for 12 hours without the worker working 12 hours. So in the melee, it's considered such a mechut. Now, the workers used to spend more time in the plowing that was done immediately after the harvesting than the time they spent in the plowing that was done in conjunction with the sowing, with the planting. So, the Gemara says, Kasha, so, if you mean that if in each chelek after haluki, so there is enough work for 12 hours in the time, in the season of planting, of sowing. So if it is so large, the 12 hours of plowing is required in the season of sowing. So in the season of plowing, so more than 12 hours is required, but not 24 hours, because there is that difference. So he'll have to hire a worker and pay him for 2 full days, when actually he'll only be working, let's say, 18 hours, not 24 hours. So he'll be at a disadvantage. So again, it should not be considered as a solution in the food. And if you mean that it has to be so large that in the plowing season it would require 12 hours of work, so that means in the sowing season it would require, let's say, not 12 hours, 9 hours of work, and he with the Balasoda will have to pay the worker for 12 hours, so again it will be at a disadvantage. He says, So the more he gives the thoughts. So there are two yosoids. One is just the reverse of that. Now let's see the Rashi. So Rashi mentions both your sources. Right. Let's see the Rashi. Iye me dizare. Behold, iye me ma. Iye dizare tre me kabla. Viye me kabla iye dizare la. Ibo yise iye me dizare basa di kore mitoni. Ibo yise iye me di kabla vadu. So what does it mean? Di kore mitoni means when you plow twice. And di kabla vadu means if it's hard soil. Difficult soil. So, very sturdy, tough. So then it requires more time, more work. Rabbi Yisef has reference to Yemen Izar. Udikashi loch treye mikar beloyabe. If it is so large that it requires 12 hours of work, a full day's work of plowing in the sowing season. So in the plowing season it requires much more, but not twice as much. So is it still at a disadvantage at the loss? Treye mikar beloyabe, biasre mikar bevitone. So he can be in the zaret, in the kalbe. So in other words, in the place where they plow twice, in the sowing season, they plow twice. So in Mele, if in the yeme di zaret, it requires 12 hours work, so yeme di kalbe, so when they plow twice, requires 24 hours of work. So he'll not be at a loss because he'll get the full price, he'll get the work for the full price. Alright. We boy say me yemekalbe or the kamba yemekalbe. So the question is, monafsha, if in the plowing season it requires a full day's work, so in the sowing season it requires less than a full day, and he'll have to pay the worker for a full day, so he's at a loss with the kamba yem zare, but don't ask him. Where the land is very sturdy and tough, shorah es koshem, eviyish bo maalei sumeyadeis, when there is an ups and downs, So v'yesh mitere yami shachazera kisha sadim. Lishnachim e'nifre kasimon. Tet v'gir se v'yehem. Just a little bit. V'boi se v'yem v'dikao v'udikasho. So if v'yem v'dikao v'in this plowing season, it only requires 1 day, full day's worth work. So you desire it requires less than a full day's work, and you'll have to pay the worker for a full day. So it is a loss. With kashu achim zara lahave. So the aspa dikori vitoni vishasazera. So in other words, in a place where he, in the sowing season, so he plows twice. What was the kasha? If it's in the kalb, if it requires 2 full days' work in the plowing season, so in the sowing season it requires less than a full day's work. No, the answer is in the place where in the sowing season they plow twice before they put the seeds in the land in the soil, and after they put the seeds in the soil. So mainly it required a full day's work also, even though the land is relatively soft. We ask when he called Mitone Bishazazera, when he plows twice in the sowing season, Achasim is Vivachad Achasim Chazazoi, Vipo Yiseime, Him Rizare, Komat Fili Mekav Lahave, but do ask, where the land is hard, Shiei Vatavya Godu, Bishazani, Him Rizare, Havet Reyeim, Havet Reyeim, Kav, Vivoshin Zeho, Alright. Davle. Now the question is, what is the shield of Yesh Bechidichu Kein and Davle? So there are 2 pshat in Davle. 1 pshat in Davle is, in Yesh Lem Deya, Shemimenu Mashkin So. Suppose the 2 shutfim have a reservoir of water, a spring of water, that is used in watering the fields. So, what is considered a minimum of yesh b'chidechlukin? There is a wow of water. How much water must it have? In order to, that one shutev should be able to force the other shutev to behave. That's Rashi's pshat. But then the Rashi has another pshat. Pirush Rashi, eret shemashkim eizim, li yuchol echot. Eret she, yuchol echot, eret she deyuin lo yeinah. So Omar Rav Nachman Bidoye, in other words, that each chelek should be substantial enough to be daily yimert. But the Rav says, Eret Shemashki Meisa Bidli Yuchol Echot. According to Rashi, it has reference to the bear itself, to the reservoir of water. And according to the Rav, it is reference to the field that is used, that is irrigated. So because of the reading, can have a Mr. Bibomai, can boy a binoch, or cochlear keepers are confessed. If we explain like Rashi, so the Gemara doesn't have to ask what is the shear on Bovel. Because why should Bovel have a separate shear? Because Bovel, the sodas in Bovel were relatively very cheap, of inferior quality. So mainly it required a larger area in order to be considered each week the hook. But as far as other things are concerned, there is no distinction between Bovel and the Eretz Yisrael, only in regard to fields. So if we say like Rashi, so it has nothing to do with Sodeis. So maybe the Gemara doesn't test the Bovel mind. But according to Rashi, it also has to reference to Sodeis. In other words, it's Sodeis that is irrigated. So in Bovel, since the Sodeis in Bovel were relatively inferior, so it requires a larger shear. So why does the Gemara discuss that the Bovel mind? So it's a raya like Rashi. And then there is another kasha in the Rashi pshat. The Miri mentions, because according to Rashi pshat, so what kind of a sod is it? It's a beis hashalachim. A sod that is irrigated. So beis hashalachim is mentioned in the Mishnah Perek. The way is beis hashalachim. So why should Gemara discuss it? Gemara discusses the Mishnah doesn't say exactly what it is, but the Mishnah mentions Beis HaShalachim. So the Miri says there are some tetzvorim that are not given in the Mishnah the way is Beis HaShalachim. That's what I mean. Apparently, the Tetzves didn't have the Gilsev Ruim Bisashalchen either, because if Tetzves said the same Gilsev that we have in our text, then Tetzves would have rejected the Rach's Pshat on the basis of discussion. The fact that Tetzves does not reject the Rach's Pshat on the basis of this Kasha, but to reject the Rach's Pshat on the basis of another Kasha, indicates that Tetzves did not have the Gilsev Ruim Bisashalchen. All right. Pardese, it pardes. Omar Abuye Bishmuel Bashlishikam. Bashlishikam. Pardese, Kere, Evinya, Gimukam, Nucholechon, if you have this assigned to Chotzer HaMishkan. So, the Chotzer HaMishkan was a base assigned, and that was a piece of land of Meyo Amo by 50 Amo. Meyo Amo 50 Amo. But the Cheshbon is mentioned. At the beginning of base score, that could base on the base. Haim al Haveri base score of Anameyach Mechaloch. Kishur base score of Anameyachaloch. The Haim al Cheshbon is assigned to Chotzer HaMishkan. By the Meyach HaMishkan. And we can't say the Hashem in base score. Tesvof Yomim. So a base score has 15 times base aside. She base score chimel for a soul aphis. She never casts a bottom chimel, see way for Babas, different than way for showing soil. Nymphs of base score am a soil. So that's the head. Tainamo. Suppose Rubin says to Shimon, I am selling you a portion in the vineyard. So what is a portion? That means a minimum portion. A minimum. In other words, substantial enough that you could function with it. So what is it? So we see that Gimel Kavim in the Kerem is the minimum portion that a person could operate successful, effective. Alright. Omar Rabbi Yisi Einelu Elu Divrei Neviyes. Rabbi Yisi says it's only Divrei Neviyes. What does it mean in the Divrei Neviyes? Loita. Now, so Rishayni mentioned Tupshotim here. Rishayni mentioned Tupshotim here. One that Rabbi Yisi means it like nine. It's not grounded in Svar. It's not grounded in Svar. But other Rishayim explain it differently. In other words, it is not something that can be conceived through plain logic. But this is such a stroke of genius, that it's only by inspiration. That's in line with what Gemara says that Miyem Shechor Misamigdosh Nitlo Nivuo Minanvi Vinitlo Rachon. So in other words, some Rishayim explain it like Nai, Rabbi Yisi, and some explain it on the contrary, Lishvach. That's the pshat of most of Shemin, that it's lishvach. That when Rabbi Yitzchak says in Divrei Neviyos, so it's lishvach. Bibogelman. So in the Eretz Yisrael, the minimum shiur of Yesh Mikdei Chluke is that after the Chluke, each one should have the Chola Pochet in Mekabi. But the Bavel, where the Sodis were relatively cheap of inferior value quality, and the Vinyats too were of inferior quality. So what is the shiur? So a larger area is required. The Bavel Mai, Omar Robe Bakisne, Plata Tziose, Bnei Treisa Gufne, Keheche Dirofi Gavre Biei. In other words, it must be so large that after Chluke, each Shutev Schelik will have three rows, each row having 12 vines. Call it this funny code. So three rows, in each row, 12 vines. In other words, why is that important? Because then the worker will have a full time's work. A full time's work. Rofi Gabriel. Alright. Rofi Kater. Now, we have two pshotim in Eli Dibrin Vias, whether it's Lignai or Mishvach. Now, Rashi doesn't say. He says, Eli Dibrin Vias, Gloitam. Maybe he means Lignai. But it's no right. What Teisa says, Loi Mishvach Koma. Elo Klei Ma Shein Ma Gloitam. But most Pshotim explain it Lishvach. Alright. Omar Abdibet Minchayfe, Miyem Shechon Visa Mikdosh, Tulvua Minam Viyim, ונתלו מן החכמים, ונתלו לחכמים, אותו חכם, לאו אביהו. So I mean, the Gemara at first assumed, now Rashi says, נתלו נבואו, משידום הלוי, ראינו דיו נביא, שקורא דיו חכמים נבואו, נו קטנו להום נעושה. From Rashi it's משמע that he understands the Gemara of former רבי יסי, נו דיו נביא, יש לשבח, because שקורא דיו חכמים נבואו, I mean, so, in other words, there is a shayches. There is a shayches, but it's lishvach, not like they say it's like that. So, the Gemara is the kasha. O to chocham avnovi, or vichem chocham ro lisnovi, vikom ama, nito nambi, nito lechachomi, michlau ve mikor lo iso nivua lechachomi. So, the Gemara in Halamine assumed that Rav Avdimet Ben Chayitve said that implied that until the home is Amigdosh, so Nivuya was not given to Chachom. But Miyim, Shechom is Amigdosh, Nivuya have been Nitl Chachom. But until the home is Amigdosh, so it was not Nitl Chachom. How is it conceivable? O to Chochma, Novi, or Hohekoma. Avo Pishen Nitl Minam Vim, Min Chachomim Loi Nitl. Chachomim Loi Nitl. So, on Rameima, Vichochom, Odif Minovi, Shinema, we know the Livav Chochmo. Mi Nisla di Mi, Heve Imeir, Koton, Nisla di God. Now what does it mean, exactly? Rishayim discussed it. In other words, the Rambam in Imir Nivuchim also discusses it. When he discusses Nivue, so he says there are all types of Nivue. So the Rambam distinguishes between Nivue and Ruach HaKodesh, because in Nivue, So the Novi has a vision. He has a vision, a prophetic vision, like all the Novi. But Ruach HaKodesh, so it does not mean, of course, every Nivuye, Yesh B'chol Mosai Mone. So every Nivuye is Ruach HaKodesh, but not every Ruach HaKodesh is Nivuye. So Nivuye, by definition, involves a certain vision. Makel Shoki Danirei. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom reveals himself in a prophetic vision to the Novi, but Ruach HaKodesh can be without Nivuye. That is when he has no vision, but he becomes inspired by HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and whatever he says or he writes is revealed, and he is not even conscious. He might not even be conscious of it. So the Rambam says, that's the difference between Nivim and Ksuvim. That's what the Rambam says in Imer Nivuchim. Because Nivim, so it's Nivuye that were revealed through a prophetic vision. But Ksuvim, let's say like Tilim, like Mishlei, so it did not involve any prophetic vision, but it was revealed, they said that, I mean, David HaMelech composed the Tilim through inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that's Ruach HaKodesh. And then he says, there is a lower degree of Nivui, which is really not Nivui at all, but sometimes we apply that expression, but it's not really a nivuye. That means when a person, the Rambam says, when a chochem, let's say, says brilliant things that are unusual, that could not be conceived, you know, through ordinary intelligence. You see, there are certain things that can be conceived through intelligence, but sometimes a certain chochem discovers such brilliant things that it could not be conceived through intelligence. And so then it's by inspiration. But that's not really the way. It's not even really what Hakidish, but sometimes...